Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Hatep. Sound right. Mic check.
Hotel, friend, hotel. I can hear you.
All right. So the red light means you on, right?
Yes, sir. I had mother phone muted, though. Yes, sir. You
oh,
good.
Okay. Welcome once again, Hatep family, to Culture Freedom Radio. I am your brother, Todd. Also known as AKA there, Kabina Ray. And interesting week this week, Summer.
Yes, sir.
Very, very. Well, you know, we don't want to just dive right into what you talk about. But before we get into that, I'd like to let everybody know this is a Nuwapian show. So this is one of our many formats where we have, where the few opportunities where we have to really express our view 100% the Nuwapian way without it being watered down. And we don't want to step on other people's toes and other people's shows, but we'd like to thank Culture Freedom Radio for giving us the opportunity to do so uninhibited. And we appreciate that. Okay, first of all, we'd like to proclaim that our president, Padma Babianoon, Dr. Malachi Kabina ZK York, is innocent of all charges. All right, and it's a nation fight. It's not just USA versus him. You understand, as Ambassador Ducey was breaking down, it's the United States of America versus the United Nuwapian Nation. Much love to you, Padma Babianoon. I know you're watching out for over all of us, good and bad, and we appreciate that, and we're going to keep moving on with that because we have a lot to talk about insofar as the legal fundraisers that's going down. All right? Okay. Am I coming through loud and clear, Sunray?
Oh, yes, sir. You're loud and clear, brother, too.
Okay, yeah, because it's so silent. Okay, let's get into our commercials. It's important that a lot of people say we need to be in business, right? I agree. But what gets a business out there better yet than advertising and commercials? So let's start with Team Chef Otis. Now, I go to Facebook for a lot of my info. You hear me? I mean, Facebook, like I said, is just walking information. It's just amazing, the much information you get out of there. But anyway, Team Chef Otis will team up with the Nation to Nation Outreach Worldwide Incorporated for a food and wine affair, and this will be August 23rd at 5 p.m. until at the Liz International Roadie House, 3901 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia, 30032. And for more information on that, you can go to his website. Let me see if I can find that right quick. His website, which I will type in the chat room, by the way. There it is. Let's type that in the chat room. ChefOtisWagner.com. I'm going to take my time, people, because I like to work in the chat room as well. You know, when callers like to, you know, come in and chit-chat and do what they do, the chat room to me is very challenging. So I like hanging out in there. Okay. ChefOtisWagner.com. Let's type that in. Chef. I got it at the www, right? All right, www.ChefOtisWagner.com. Enter. All right, and there you go. You can get to that link for that. Also, big up to Houston, Texas for the legal fundraiser July 19th. They had one yesterday. Okay, that's Brother Ali, one of the Master Teacher's blood sons. Big up to you down there and hitting up on that right there. Also, the Brother Yassar Ansar is doing it big up in New York, Brother Sunway, with the fundraising. It's just off the chain. Well, I'm going to make sure people get the account numbers and all that for my area out here in Macon. There's the Bank of America, as y'all know. We will get the account numbers up Or you can just really get them from Facebook if you go to the Nuwapik Study Group. And on Otis Wagner's page on Facebook, the account numbers are there. Bank of America, so for the family up there in Memphis as well, if you want to contribute to the American Teachers Legals Fund, go to Bank of America. That's where you're going to go. But for the information, we'll work hard at getting that for you as I run across the numbers. I have a few notes I have spread out, so I just don't have it right now. Also, my favorite webpage, which is Nubia Apparel, or Nuwabia Apparel. Let's see, Nubia, N-U-W-B-I-A.com. I will put that in there. This brother here is doing outstanding work with the Nuwabian T-shirts. The God is Black, that's really hot. The matching fitted style hats with the colors. The Asset Watch the Throne shirt is the shirt. And, you know, culture is important, but it's also blending in with the hip-hop gear. The colors is right. The statements are right. You see what I'm saying? And which we're going to give you the link to that webpage right there. Let's see. www.nubia.com, where the family can go to that webpage. You're looking for something new to wear, something cultural that makes a statement. Nubia Apparel. That's the business. The brother's real, real good. Brother Imhotep, keep doing what you're doing. All right. Now let's get into it here. Like I said, we got so many things to talk about. Now, where do we start? YouTube. Let's go to YouTube. And YouTube seems to be the new TV today. All right. And so far as that regular TV we know is boring, it's a lot of YouTube is picking up big because a lot of people are using it as a tool to really get out what they want to say. You know what I'm saying? And in the conscious community, there's more and more people popping up. You know what I'm saying? So is it really wrong to try to, you know, once you get to a certain level, put out information, now people try to start to make money because you realize it takes time and you got to put food on the table. So when you dedicate your life to telling the truth, should you make a living off of it? I say yes. It's not just telling the truth, but, you know, people are supporting you as best they can because you're sacrificing your life to do something. You're not chasing the silver and the gold no more. All right? So my favorite YouTube pages, as I'm scanning through looking for them. Okay. The first one is Denny Rand Films, and this is Daddy Kush, Sun Ray. You remember him?
Yes, sir.
Denny Rand Films. Oh, yeah. Well, Denny Rand Films, you know, he's putting together little excerpt films and things like that. I like to see them work with the Nuwapik more, with Nuwapik scenes, you know, which is what they're going to be getting into. Big up to Daddy Kush. You're doing your thing there. For the health now, since the Nuwapian doctrine has changed. We are into Pa-Tarak and actual facts, which is really our genetic doctrine. And what it is, a lot of people are having a hard time coming out of the 3 degrees, even though they already broke the spell, coming out of 3 degrees, transferring into the genetic doctrine because we don't know the human body enough. We're not studying enough. So I found this page on YouTube, very, very, very helpful, and it's called Interactive Biology, all right, Interactive Biology. And this young brother here breaks down the body, makes it fun to learn, especially for the kids. You know, there's a lot of educational channels on YouTube that can help educate your kids and get them smarter in school. It ain't just all about entertainment all the time. You know, it's education too. All right. Now, for the family channel, we have the Wunuwap Study Session. All right, that is the channel right now. It's getting hotter and hotter. It's reaching more people coast to coast, especially out there in Cali, Seattle, where the West Coast, where we know not many of us are at, you know what I'm saying? But it is getting out worldwide. Big up to the family in London, by the way. All right, Ali York, all right, that's the master teacher's son, doing work down there in Texas. And we also got some conference call numbers, which we're going to get into and make sure we give them out, because they come right on right after this show. All right. My favorite rapper right now, because they change, is Immortal Technique. Now, I knew who he was for a minute, though, but it's good to see him blow up and get larger and larger, because it was more of the conscious rap out front, and on the underground was all the dirty stuff, the gangster, this, that, whatever. Now, in the new millennium, you see more of the gangster rap and the explicit sex and violence out there, and you see the positive, the conscious rap underground. So, you know, as far as the best underground rapper, Immortal Technique is it. YouTube that. Google him. You hear me? Always got something positive to say, and definitely telling it right, like it's real. Now, his description, he has like an Arab, Puerto Rican, black, Mexican look about him. Yeah, if I said that to his face, he'd probably grill up. But I didn't mean that in a disrespectful way, Immortal Technique. You my guy. You hear me? But nevertheless, he's very, very, you could feel his vibe and the strength and the sword he carried. You hear me? He really out there doing it. Also, Aisha Sekhmet, she's out there on the positive tip too there. All right, and last but not least, this ties into what we watched on Tuesday, The Real Black Atheist. Now, this brother here does get into work, but one of the things that they discussed was the Metanetter, and they had like a little roundtable discussion. By the way, big up to them for using the technology, Google Plus, which is where, you know, I think we want to go somewhere eventually, one of these days.
Yes, sir. We get it.
Oh, yeah, you know, using the technology. And The Real Black Atheist, it was a couple brothers. I won't mention their names. I don't think it's fair that I do that, because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But, you know, unnecessary attacks, because we're sensitive as a people. If you mention somebody, they all be attacking me. I ain't got time for that. But I will say this. Now, one thing that they did say about the metadata, one brother said, you know, I noticed also, too, sir, they had a lot of books. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of books. You feel me? I mean, I don't have time to do all that reading. All right. The brother said that you have, in order for you to learn the Metanetter, because some of the authors, that their language that they, I guess, translated it into, correct me if I'm wrong, brother, who said that you need to learn German and French to learn or master the Metanetter. That just don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. Why do you have to learn? Wait a minute. Hold on. The Metanetter.
I heard it too, brother, though. I heard it too, though. You weren't wrong.
But this is the conscious community now. You know what I'm saying? And then all the scholars on there let them slide. And there was a Nawapian scholar on the panel. I don't know if the brother still considers himself a Nawapian brother or not. I won't, like, you know what I'm saying? But if he does, there was a Nawapian brother on the panel and let him ride with it. I couldn't believe it. What I'm screaming is this. Let's go into the Metanetter. All right. Metanetter, as they say, medu, or from the Nawapic word madut, means word. And then netir does not mean God. But for you English-speaking folks who just love that language, we'll just use God to get y'all through. Word of God. What words of God? That's the question. You see what I'm saying? So what did God say? What did God write? All right? They don't get into that. But now they want to translate this text. Now, the Metanetter is supposed to be is that equivalent to the Egyptian Book of the Dead? Or the coming forth by day?
It's supposed to be all in there. All right. Yeah, it's supposed to be in its writing.
Right. Now, I've seen many different versions of this book, a whole lot of them. All right. Now, what I haven't seen was one with the script and the glyph together. That's what I haven't seen. I've seen people, I give you an example. Like in our version of the coming forth by the Egyptian book today, Fonda Baby Anun translates the whole book, right? So people want to say, if you want a homework assignment, why not take the book Fonda Baby Anun translated, because he didn't put the glyphs in there, all right? But nevertheless, all right, he translated it, the whole, or whatever the section of that was, because there's plenty more writing. Now, why don't people use that text right in the translated script that he wrote? Because they know he know how to translate. I ain't met nobody today that said he translated anything falsely or incorrectly. Why not match that up with the glyphs You feel me? And then learn that right there. Learn the language right there. Wouldn't that be taking it to the next level? Go into an African scholar translation. You see what I'm saying? Because if you have to learn French and German, didn't they come after us?
I thought they did. I don't know.
Next thing you know, we're going to have to take Google classes before you go to school. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, the real black atheist do be trying. He tries hard. And I respect his effort. But a lot of these shows, consciousness, you know what they just doing? They just dibble-dabbling in the 3 degrees of Mosesism, Christianism, and Mohammedism. That's all they doing. You got the Kemet scholars battling the Hebrew Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites battling the Muslims. And none of them ever take you to the next level that'll take you out of that 1, 2, 3 ABC level. Except for a Wudnawap. It is what it is. Because now we're on genetics and we're realizing that now, just because a person will say that we're African, right? All right, or black, or we got so many different names. But let's say African, right? When you say African, to me, that doesn't mean saying that we all are the same people. All right, let me go into that to make that clear, because that's something that just gives us a common title for unification like that, but we're not all the same people because of the genetic mixing that we've been through. All of us don't think the same. We don't have the same facial features. Our blood types aren't the same. Our customs, the way we like to do things, ain't going to be the same. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so now that we coming out of slavery with mixed genes, mixed emotions, mixed everything, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to say who's who anymore. So the only way you can identify with who's who is or your tribe, or where you get in where you fit in, is at what you gravitate to. So, you know, if you have a nation, like I said, we have Hebrew Israelites that are Nawapians, and we have Nawapians that are Hebrew Israelites. What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? But you still have, when you say you belong to a part of a nation, you still have to claim a president, because nation is international. And if you run around here talking about you a nation and you don't have no president of your nation and no international law or respect, you ain't talking about that. All right? Okay. Anybody got any questions, or we just chilling?
Yeah, we good.
No action
good.
In the chat room tonight. I like a quiet chat room, too quiet, sorry. That's why I like the little knuckleheads when they chime in, right? I learned to use the knuckleheads as conversation pieces. It's always a knucklehead. I'm trying to tell you. I'm looking for tonight. All right. Let's see. Now, here's a question. I'm looking for them. I don't see them in the chat room. I might be boring, man. I might be boring.
Nah, they only come every so often to agitate you. Then they get away. They don't come often.
I'm looking for them daily. All right, let's see. This is a post from Facebook that was on Wednesday, and this is a question to the Nawapi and Yasaru. Yasaru means family, plural. Okay, it says, how many brothers and sisters being given their own personal space? Now, if the sister just happens across this on a podcast or something, please don't get mad at me. I'm not trying to attack you personally because I don't know you. I'm just using this as material, as fuel for the fire to get our people's minds stirred up. All right. How many brothers and sisters being given their own personal space are ready to live with other Nawapians if there was a Nawapian housing initiative? Now, this is in part. And it's kind of like, you know, got at me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now, have you ever lived in, like, you was around. Was you around back in the day, back in Memphis, when they had the community up there?
No, sir. I missed that.
Okay,
one.
So you didn't get that school. That school was the Ansar Allah school, or the Nubian Islamic Hebrews, in which a lot of people came from different walks of life and practiced communal living. This is when we were in Islamic school. And that was very, very difficult. I mean, I got a taste of that, you know. But it was training. It was to prepare you mentally of dealing with different people, personalities. And as you live with different people, you can see amongst the genes who's going to be progressive and who's not. Some, you know what I'm saying? So living with other people, even with our relatives, let's go with that. You might have a relative that might be out of town and falling on some hard luck and need a place to stay for a while, right? And, you know, they cuz. You know them. You grew up with them. It's not like you don't know them. So, anyway, you take him in and, you know, you give him a minute to get on his feet. But then, you know, some of these niggas don't want to pay no bills. You know what I'm saying? They just want to loaf around. They don't want to look for no jobs. They get used to being independent. That's not what helping people and living with people is all about. Living with people, a Nuwapian community, is two ways I look at that. One is, let's say, if we had control of an apartment complex, but it would take money to make money, all right, and we all had different apartments in an apartment complex, you know what I'm saying? What's like what's some projects out there? We had Walter Reed. What's that over there off Lamar?
Walter Simmons.
There you go. You know I've been out of Memphis for a minute, man. I'm out to it with all the names, man. Walter Simmons. Okay, now if we had that and it was all Nuwapians in there, that would be a type of community living because it's our stuff and it's all us. Or even if it was majority of us and 10% niggas. If it's 90% Nuwapians, it still would be good because they would feel the vibe. The only place that was really like that was Brooklyn, which I wasn't there. All right, but nevertheless, to try to reestablish that in this day and time, now word was out that the master teacher did, Pontiff Avenue, did say reestablish the community. Okay, but, you know, I hate the word, but it's difficult to find solid roommates in this day and time that are responsible and not only are respectful to one another. You see what I'm saying? And you have to have, as a lot goes into that, you have to be of certain age. You have to be compatible within ages to make sure that, you know, living together is goes cohesiveness. Both have to, all roommates have to have responsibility of cleaning up, taking out trash, this. And back in the Ansar days, it wasn't like that. You know, some communities were like that. It depended on not just who was in charge. It depended on the whole body being on a certain wavelength, meaning we're not going to live nasty like this. Now, if you can establish a community like that, yeah, that will work. You know what I'm saying? Or housing, if you all went in on housing and codes and things like that. You know, it was a good idea, but nevertheless, the problem, I mentioned that to say that the problem that many of us have good ideas, but we don't never come with the finished product, at least a proposal. Look, we have a bid in on this house or these houses, or, you know, we only on Facebook, we only propose the idea, and a lot of ideas don't manifest. The things that I do see on Facebook that are successful is the people that have already got it going on in this emotion, and they posted it on Facebook after they did it. That's the big difference. All right? So the key word here, what really irks my nerves, is the word if. I can't stand that word, man. Because, you know, up next to belief, you know, the word if, I mean, you know, what if, I see what if on Facebook all day. What if God was, you know, blessed you, or what if, you know, I always put you in these scenarios that make the mind wander. You know what I'm saying? And don't necessarily face reality. You can necessarily train yourself to respond in certain situations, like, quote, what if there was a fire or something like that, the possibility of preparing yourself like that. But to waste time on what if scenarios, on things that never manifest at all, is not the go-getter mind state. That's not the nine mind right now. So the what-if scenario is not nine mind. It's not strong enough because it leaves you with that hope, that jazz. You know what I'm saying? You want something, you know, you got to go get it. What you hoping for? Make a plan, right? Plot it out. Determine what you need to do, A, B, and C. As Cat Williams would say, do the in-between steps. You feel me? And get what you want. All right? Another question. Are Nuwapians tired of being sold dreams? I mean, this is why people are so skeptic when you say, like right now, all right, with the master teacher's legal funds being raised. You know what I'm saying? Either you down, not necessarily down. I ain't going to say down. That's too strong. I'm just going to say, either you with it or you not. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel that it's a legit cause, all right, keep your money in your pocket and keep it moving. Stop wasting time banging and running your mouth about it because you really don't know what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? And don't think that, you know, the people who are pushing and doing what they have to do because they know, right, aren't being held accountable if they fail. You know what I'm saying? You know, what's the object is to get some money out of people just so you can live larger? Come on. Those days are over. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Nawapians should have the nine mind to discern when something's going down with our nation and when we need to answer certain calls. All right, Ponda Babiano has a lot of irons in the fire. There's a lot going on. Ambassador Deuce was working on one thing. Yassar and Saud and Mayor Number One in South Carolina and or North Carolina are working on other things. You see what I'm saying? Rico and Mike, they Black Light Community Call, they working on something else. You see what I'm saying? So as long as everybody keeps working and keeps hammering away, you got so many arrows coming out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just work together the best way we can, Nawapi and Yasaru, without insulting each other. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, we have to pose a united front. We got to smile for the camera. Because the world is watching, man. The world is watching. Don't think the world ain't watching the Nawapians. They know how strong the doctrine is. There are many Sasasu or Caucasians, right, that read this doctrine. And some of them do want their soul restored. Don't think they don't. And they see that a lot of Nawapian people aren't even taking advantage of the knowledge and the information. You know what I'm saying? And they in the cut. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are just who they are. We won't even go into that. All right. Anything, Sunray, you got to add? Because we're getting on a roll here.
Go ahead, brother. I throw something in a little later, but there's something that came up a brother hit me with later. I mean, earlier during the week. It's about right. Pop and other stuff.
Copy and other stuff?
Well, no, it's about Pop and other stuff. It's related to Nawapik and to the Nawapik subject, and we probably can address it.
Well, you can go into
still
it.
Based, okay, yeah,
go
I know it's your show.
That's
I want to be going and nothing.
Nah, I'm open-minded, fam. I don't have like a set program. We're going to ABC. Let's do this, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what it is?
Yeah, because I was going to touch on it. It kind of irked me, but then I kind of like it. People is just, I don't know. But this is the part. I speaking to one of our brothers that, you know, that has a show on here, Brother Savannah, Savannah Black, peace to you, brother. And he, you know, he was trying to reach out to, you know, trying to get some sisters to do a show also. And but in the process, when he was speaking to her, you know, he's speaking to a sister and asking her to try to come on. You know, does she want to do a show? And this is what he said. The sister responded, said, "Nah, I can't listen to y'all and support y'all at Culture Freedom because y'all support pedophiles." But was like, he said, he was like, "Huh? We support pedophiles? What you talking about?" She said, "Y'all support Dr. York, so I can't listen to y'all and support y'all." And I think he said he kept on talking to the sister, and he asked the sister about you know, did she know anything about the case? She said, well, that's what they saying he did. And this is the truth. People, and I keep saying it, people, man, y'all always hollering about how the white man is our enemy, or the government is our enemy, and y'all so keen on your history about COINTELPRO, how they set up Malcolm, how they killed Martin, how they did Noble Drew Ali, how they did all of our people who tried to come and liberate us and free our minds. And then, you know, we do have a lot of our people that's out here. They don't like certain leaders. They have something about certain leaders they don't even like. Whether you black or not, you don't like them for some particular reason. So I know a lot of y'all didn't like Dr. York for whatever reason. But anyway, the sister did say she read a lot of his books and got something out of it. But she said, yeah, that he said that he, you know, this is what he did. But the whole point of it is, when your enemy come out and take one of your leaders, just so happened that you probably didn't like. Now, with everything else that the government did or whatever, COINTELPRO, they did, and y'all like, man, see that they always trying to erase our history and do this and do that, but as soon as they come get your so-called person that you didn't like, you believe every single word they say. So a lot of you people, y'all never look up.
Mm-hmm.
and really did the research on the master teacher's case, for one. So y'all do believe in everything that they said about him. And a lot of people, y'all saying the information he gave was right in his act, and it helped change your life. But as soon as these damn people came out and put out these allegations against him, y'all running with that. And it's just crazy, man. So you can't support a radio station. And all of these brothers that's on the – and I'm going to have to say, all of the brothers that's on this network, and this is a network now because we got a lot of different shows on here. All these brothers don't – really not into a Nuwabian Nation. This brother here, now, he's Nuwabian 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know, when I started teaching, I was, you know, in the nation also. But y'all don't – I play some clips on here as one of the radio managers. It's for me to put out things to help the people. So yeah, right. I did, you know, write knowledge hours. You didn't have to listen. And that don't mean
right.
Just, I can come on here and play rock and roll on this damn thing. Don't mean that I support rock and roll. It's a radio station. Jews sell you Christmas trees and don't even celebrate Christmas.
Hey, so wait, hold on a second.
Thing,
we got callers right
ahead,
here, right?
Okay, go ahead, Franklin. I just want to address that.
No,
okay, when they had a hand
you
up.
Stay warm.
When they read it, brother, they had a hand up right there.
Oh, so they just listening with the blue mic on, they just listening.
Yeah, beside the mic that we opened with a red, you would see a yellow symbol right beside that when they got their hand up. It's like
they chilling. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so continue, man. Go ahead, go on.
That's what it looked like.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
but
yeah,
it just kind of irked me, man. I've been holding it all week. How that people do, man. I know you want to touch on that too, brother.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
well,
stupid,
a lot of people say that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when you at first I used to get mad, but then that's what people want to see. So what it is that now I just intelligently ask them questions. I'll be like, especially to the Hebrew Israelite brothers running their mouth, they good for that. Because like I say, whenever polite get in their ass with the doctrine, with the technique, and start whooping their ass, well, your teacher's a pedophile. See, that now they start to attack what's going on. But see, here's what the thing is. What they don't address is, like I said, I put it out, I ask everybody who say that, I'll be like, well, can you get me a copy of the trial transcripts, please? That's all I want. And then I'll shut up. You know what I'm saying? I want to see how the trial transcript went. Well, I'm for real. That's the only solution. How come they haven't released the trial transcripts yet? And then if that doesn't spark a suspicious act in their mind, like, you know, maybe they did railroad them, then I know, okay, then you're of the genes that, like, hated the angel Michael. If I wanted to just get biblical. All right. Yeah, you know, there was war in Haines. It was war in heaven, right? Michael and his angels fought the dragon and his angels. It says fight. Michael is fighting the dragon. So that means that Michael has enemies. If you say the biblical, for my Christian folks and Hebrew Israelite folks, if you say the biblical history is real, okay, no problem. So that means that Michael had beef with them back then. And since these angels on earth came to earth and mixed with women, Genesis chapter 6, 2, and Genesis chapter 6, 4, right? That means they had children. So that means these children of today are descendants of the angelic beings that was with Michael, and then you have the ones that was the angelic beings that was with Satan because they came down and had daughters. That's what Genesis chapter 6 say. So that means that some of us here are gravitating to the right knowledge, right, because you're of the seed of the angel Michael. Or him and his team, not just one Michael. You follow what I'm saying? The seraphim, for lack of a better word. And then you have the cherubim, and then those who are gravitating to that wild, vulgar, hip-hop, dope, drugs, whatever. You see what I'm saying? You're a part of that world. You're gravitating to that. But now one can also change to the other because you can go from a seraphim to a cherubim and from a cherubim to a seraphim through your lifetime. All right? But getting back to the case, that's what a lot of people have to use sound right reasoning. You feel what I'm saying? And then you know, the Nuwapia infighting is just it's getting boring, and I'm moving on. I'm just going to Nuwapic on you. If you're a Nuwapian and you got a disagreement with me, talk to me in Nuwapic. Scratch it out. Be baby talk it. And that's the only thing that's going to force us to shut up and deal with each other fairly because we have to speak a lot of English on the show, though I'm going to get into more words in Nuwapic as we go along. All right, but yeah, you're right about that one, Sun Ray. A lot of people just don't have no evidence. They are going by hearsay. You know what I'm saying? What Google and Bing and when you type in Dr. York on Google or these web engines, they always want to pop up the negative stuff first. York sentenced to 135 years or whatever. But Eddie Long gets away with the same charges that they tried to put on the master teacher, right? Eddie Long gets away with. Did he not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. And the Pope
just came out
and said two-thirds of the priests are pedophiles. The Pope just came out and said that. Two-thirds of the priests are pedophiles. What are you? They not locked up.
They have international diplomacy. You know what I'm saying? International diplomacy. That's what they do. That's their culture. Also on Facebook, man, like I'm saying, man, they showing more and more people, Sasasu, out there abusing dogs. What's going on with this, man? What they are having sex with dogs and getting locked up for it, and it's blasted all over the internet world. This is going on every day somewhere in USA or somewhere else in the world. What this is showing people is, what people should be looking at is that their nature is being like shown right there before you. Yet people, African people, still want to
believe everything. Oh, and one other thing, bro, I want to put in too. What you had said a long time ago, brother. You said, like, people don't want to, you know, they don't get into the information, or they talk bad about Dr. York, but they're not giving back the books. They're not giving their books away. They're not giving none of their T-shirts away. Mm-hmm. I heard, and I ain't going to put no names out. I heard people, one particular guy in particular, I won't put no name out. They talk bad about Dr. York. Man, I be hearing them talking bad about him. Yeah, I don't listen to, I don't put his information out and this and that. But sometimes on YouTube, I can see him with a Nawabian shirt on. I can see him with, reading Nawabian books on Blog Talk. Oh, they talk bad about him. But then I see him on videos on YouTube. They got a Nawabian T-shirt, paraphernalia, books on their shows. And I'm like, wait a minute. But you talking bad about him. Like you said, brother, if y'all think that about him, give the damn books away. Give them to somebody. If you don't even need the information. Just give the books away. Like that police would say, put the gun down, step away from the gun, step away from the books. Just step away. You don't need them. But
I like
you talk bad on why. And I'm thinking what it is. I'm thinking, and I'm seeing what it is. See, a lot of people are scared. And I was talking to one of my brothers, my elder, and he was talking the same thing because he deal with a lot of Nawabian brothers. And he know they're Nawabian. But when in the public eye, they're scared to acknowledge it because of what people gonna say. It's like a stigma now. Oh, you in the Nawabian? Oh man, you found out you know, and the whole thing about them being locked up. So you scared. So they're scared to even go out and wear the hat and just wear the name because they know what's gonna be associated. Oh shit, you guilty by association. That's kind of what they thinking. You know what I'm saying? That's what they thinking. They can't hold strong to what they say. They Nawabian's in the house. But when it hit outside with other people, they're scared to say it, bro.
Well,
they're scared to represent. They ain't gonna wear nothing got Nawabian on it. That's what's
all
happening, because y'all scared of what other people going. It's like the old saying, you scared of what other people gonna say. That's what it is.
Well, that's some people, and the shoe do fit the some. However, let's ask Brother
Cabrera. Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
My line, you know, I'm getting used to the technology. I'm feeling it.
Yes, it is.
Let's analyze that. It's two ways. All right. Now, I agree with one, being scared. You know, when you're scared to rep your nation, then you're not really counted amongst that nation. When you look throughout the world conflicts today, right, and it's a lot of nation versus nation going on out here. You just see, well, the Afghan people versus the Turks. That's nation versus nation. I'm just saying, I'm not saying they're fighting, but I'm just saying. You follow? Mm-hmm. So if you're scared to rep your nation, you know, inside and out, you're right. We can always go inside and overcome fear. Now, some people out here are wearing what I call, or what we call the Bible stories, gardener's clothes. all right? Because the master teacher has broken down that sometimes when you out here, let's say if you true Nuwapian, true in heart, right? Nuwapians, true Nuwapians are under persecution. And you go up to Walmart, you work at Walmart or whatever, and, you know, people like to talk Nuwapians because of our interesting conversation. And next thing you know, you're talking about things, and you got a crowd of people, and you teach it. And they're not going to have that on this job. You know, you can't take the doc. You're there to get your money and to make them money. All right? It's an even exchange. All right? So, you know, you have to be in your gardener's clothes when you go on the job. You know what I'm saying? A person will be like, hey, man, what you think about stuff New York? Da-da-da-da. You'd be like, yo, man, this class, newcomer class is on Friday at the temple. You feel what I'm saying? And things are like that because you have to wear your gardener's clothes. And then some people are like the disciples in the Bible to compare it to that so people can understand that they was just scared. They would ask, like, weren't you with him? Weren't you with Jesus? And they were like, no, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. No. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing now because they say, well, you know, if you with him, then why aren't you standing with him? Or they get scared of the persecution. Me, I'm like, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? That was my attitude in Memphis. Once I got strong enough to that level mentally, you know what I'm saying? Well, I wasn't, you know, like I said, the street training, you know, is the easy part. Because if you could stand on a dope track and sell rocks and weed, and you know what I'm saying? That's why I say the criminal has more heart for being a teacher than the average goody-two-shoes. Because if you could stand on a dope track and make your money, you can stand on a track out there and make a track and push books all day, which is what the brothers up there in New York is doing, up there on 125th. And Lennox, big up the Yassar. You know what I'm saying? And Sneferu, and Asar, Tahuti, and them brothers up there handling their business. You see what I'm saying? So,
yes,
you know, fear is definitely a big part of it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I try to give a person the benefit of the doubt, but the people who be just, they what you call black Caucasian. Anybody know in the chat room what a black Caucasian is? Let's get the chat room involved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. A black Caucasian is a person who claims black power and all this and all that, right? But you know they don't get it. They still want to be accepted in the European world. They got the freshest cologne, the baddest Tommies, the Jordans, all that jazz. But they screaming black power. Oh, the white man hates us and all this and all that and all that. But you still support that mentality and that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So. There's a lot of black Caucasians out there, you know, and a lot of sisters I see more and more sisters wearing naturals now. That's like a big wave now, and it's about damn time, ladies. I'm trying to tell you. I cannot afford this $200 to $300, 27 pieces, 30 pieces. I'm not cheap. I'm just not buying it, straight up. And I don't really want you if you desire to have it because, you know, I've seen women. Let me tell you something about the black woman, man. She got the fattest ass in the world. I mean, damn, the black woman got the best. Now, sisters, that means that you could go out the house with your hair knotty as hell, and when a brother see that ass, he's going to act right. So why are they going all out of the box trying to buy this fake weave to look sexy and attractive to who? You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. And then another reminder to the sisters out here. I see a lot of names with sisters on Facebook talking about queen this, queen that. Another word that pisses me off. There's a few English words that piss me off. Yeah, I mean, and,
yes,
yo, I'm expound on it. We already went into the show on it. And then here's the thing. What a lot of sisters like on Facebook when they say, I tell them, I'll type in, queen means whore, madam, or prostitute. The preferred term is empress or goddess. Now, I'm seeing a lot of that. I don't like diva either because that's too much like queen, right? And the sisters will say, well, I like it this way. And they'll go all out war to defend this word, queen meaning madam or whore. You know what I'm saying? They want that title. You see what I'm saying? But and then they go, well, you can make the word positive. Well, if that's the case, why not make the word nigger or jigaboo positive? It's still English. What's up, jigaboo?
Yeah.
What's up, nigger? You see what I'm saying? Oh, but you take that degraded. You are at the N. Now they call it the N-word. What is the N-word? The N-word is not nigger. Say the nigger word. The N-word is the letter N. You know, and then the mind's still subliminal. When you say the N-word, you automatically say nigger in your mind. Every time somebody says, yo, the N-word, I bet right now you just thought nigger in your mind, that flash of a millisecond. You know what I'm saying? N-word. Nigger. You know what I'm saying? So it's just words to madness, man. I'm tired of this little word salad, man. Oh, also, let me give everybody the family the temple schedule here in Mir 9, Parar 9. For those families out there who have bookstores in your area and you have events, you know what I'm saying, let me type my email in. Send them to me. We'll mention them on the show at on Sundays at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, if you have things that want to be mentioned, don't send me no dirty emails with all that crazy language, man. I ain't got time for it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. You know, you give people your email address, that's like the green light to say, fuck you, nigga. Nah, 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 nah. They take full advantage.
Hate mail.
Man. That's fine. Yeah, hate mail. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn. I mean, there's my email in the chat room, KDRMAAT, the number 9, at iCloud.com. If you got any announcements or any advertisement, commercials, things you want to get out, all right, to the public that's positive to our, us as a community, send it to me. All right, we'll get at you. Let's see. Rahobat Yasar Karara Shuk. Greetings, family, with divine love. Okay. On Mondays, Reyu Reyemus Marar Rakum Tasu. That's Mir number 9, CPAT, Decatur, Georgia, USA. Monday is the Nuwapian Student Association, 7:30, and story time, TBA to be announced. On Tuesdays, the Affirmation Doctrine class and updates, 9:30 p.m., www.wunuwap.com. We'll get that. Sorry, can you put that link in the chat room? Or
repeat that one more time, bro. Which one?
I'll type it in there. That's the Wunuwap channel. And I see in the chat room it says, when they're giving you the definition, the female sovereign who was official ruler or head of state. Now, you know,
yeah,
you gotta
I tried to put the whole queen in it, but
oh, that's
cut
you,
it off.
Sorry, I'm ready to go in. You know, they spell it Q-W-E-E-N or K-W-E-E-N.
Yeah,
because
I'm trying to
that
put
word
it, but
queen,
he chopped it off for me.
Yeah, the word queen also links back to Sanskrit. All right, we'll get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish with the website. One thing at a time. Wunuwap.com. All righty. That's for the newest affirmation classes. But live and in person is at 9:30 p.m. That's on Tuesdays. Cultural attire, black for the men, or, you know, your Nuwapian man outfit. Ladies, sisters, Bunanubi. All right, look sharp. Wednesdays, Nuwapuyi Fasuls, Nuwapuyi class at 6:30 p.m. And we'll put that one in there. That's in the chat room, www.nuwapic.com. Now, another thing what I noticed, it seems to me we have our own website. All right, family, use it. Everybody want to run to Facebook to do everything. You know, this is a Nuwapic website. I mean, we should be dialoguing, and it's over 1,000 members. I mean, it's got to be the most boringest website out there. You got over 1,000 people not chit-chatting with Nuwapians, with Nuwapic every day. You know, I have a Nuwapic group on Messenger, Facebook, because that's one of the easiest tools to use. And texting in Nuwapic, you know, start with baby words. You got to look at yourself as a baby at this, and your vocabulary is only going to improve as you say words, as you read words, as you write words. You see what I'm saying? Babies don't learn, come out speaking English overnight. It takes years for them to learn that constant listening. And then as you try to write it, writing Nuwapic or speaking Nuwapic is a way of expressing yourself in our culture, in our language, in our nation. And the more we speak it, the more we'll be able to express ourselves in our own tone. But anyway, it's about practicing the little baby things, greeting each other, and things of that nature, because in the Nuwapic date, today is the 10th day of the second month. A lot of people, I keep up with the date all year long, straight up to his birthday next year. I already got the calendar already written out. All right, so little things like that, family. Once again, www.nuwapic.com. Get on the webpage, ask your questions, get in the forums and in the chat rooms, get more involved. That's what a person asked me a while back. Are Nuwapians boring? Are we a boring nation? I mean, I know we got the Nawapu Ball. We have festivities and things like that. But I mean, I know I'm a boring dude. I'm not. I'm not. You know what I mean? I try to be. You know, you got to be a little entertaining. But you know, we entertain ourselves too much on Facebook. It's ridiculous. You know, when somebody takes their time out to put up a web page for us to gravitate to away from that. I appreciate whoever that person was, because now you can really express yourself without the interference from these six ether forces. You see what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to use it. Run straight to Facebook. Oh, well, get it in any way you can, I guess. All right. On Wednesday. Definitely on Wednesday. And Wapik Music and Art is at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Okay, Thursday, Patara. Prayer and chanting with the Supreme Grand Council of 24 Elders, 9 p.m. That's our spiritual night. Friday, question and answer doctrine class, 7:30 p.m. Atum Hutip Emre Atum Reye. All right, with Huni Sermitut and I keep forgetting Tapa's name. I apologize, Tapa. I'll remember your Tamarian name, and I swear. Okay, Saturday night is Nuwapian Extravaganza, Family Day, Nuwapuhi Dance, 11 a.m., Open Mic Night and Cultural Relaxation Entertainment, 7:30 p.m. Sunday is the Secret and Sacred Order, so if you are in the Nuwapian Grand Lodge or the Order of the Eastern Stars, this is the day, Nuwapian Elders Association, TBA. All right, and you can also go to www.unwonline.com. All right, now this is pretty much the schedule for the Mir, which is what one of the things that I didn't do with Mir 20 in Memphis. And by the way, Mir 20 is still around. It's just not active right now. You follow that? You know, as long as I got breath in my body, Mir 20 is here. And I'm saying, because Mir 20 is just a title. Anybody can, because Mir 20 is Memphis, but it's just not active. So who up in Memphis, up there, is trying to step up to make that happen? You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got some strong brothers up there. A lot of strong brothers in Memphis. A whole lot. I won't say their names. I don't want, you know, give them the big head. But there's some strong brothers up there. You know what I'm saying? They just got to stay in tune with Mayor Number 9 and handle their business. Okay. Where we at, Sunray? I kind of lost track a little bit.
Are you just giving out the update information?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And also, right, there's a new chant out called Pasaduk, Wu Pasaduk, the truth and the way. All right, get in touch with Mir Number 9. I don't have it. Yeah, do I have a phone number for Mir Number 9? Yes, I do, or I'll give you the email. Okay, because I'm not sure if this is the number. And those who are looking for the newest chant, all right, when you listen to this on the podcast, or if you're not in the chat room, it's AEO Egypt Savannah at yahoo.com. All right, I don't know if that is the correct. It's the only one I see under the store. So if you're looking for the chant, all right. Also, if you have questions, doctrine questions, you can send them to, and they answer them. They answer the doctrine questions on the YouTube, on the Nuwapuyi class channel. So when you email a question, they do address the questions. All right, so that's pretty good. So you can go to, let's give you those two, let's see, Wunu Nuwap questions 9 at gmail.com. All right, for those who have questions about the doctrine and you just can't get to anybody, you know, a lot of people in these desolate areas of the country don't have nobody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? That's a lonely feeling out there when you waking up in the doctrine and then people, your own family start to look at you, turn on you, this, because you're waking up and finding a new consciousness in. You know, you have to find your like minds, you know what I'm saying? This especially goes up to my people out there in California, you know what I'm saying, that need you know, people out there to answer questions because they still in the 3 degrees bad out there in Cali. So go to the webpage. I mean, email for your questions there. And let's see, one more for the new champ. Right. Okay. Y'all have to excuse me. This is just a loose format. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that uptight host. I like to be relaxed. So it's a little ghetto right now, but we'll improve. With each and every episode, AEOEGIPT, and I'm also spelling it out loud for the iPod listeners. EGIPT, SAVANU at yahoo.com. So you can go there and you can get the new chant email to you. I'm sure they'll be glad to do that. All right. That takes care of our Mirror Number 9 schedule. All right. For those of you in other areas, Detroit, South Carolina, New York, Jacksonville, all right, North Carolina as well, right, Jersey. Yes, RNSR, you out there too. If y'all have announcements and certain things that y'all need to get out there, advertisements, you got a business, clothing, shoes, socks, underwear, send it to those emails, and we'll get it out there, but we'll be more than happy to make an announcement for you. All right, back to this real talk, as Sarah Sutton said he would say. Sunray, who you think is the best who you think is the best doctor out here amongst us as a people?
Am I just presenting information out of people right now?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
I got two.
Ooh, that, now, you know, you spelling me on that one, and it's kind of hard right there. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to wait to see what you're going back with, because I'm stuck right now.
There you go. You see, somebody, you look like cat shit. You know how to duck a question, boy. I ain't lying. That's that Ollie Shuffle, Bob and Weave. We're trying to rope it up.
Hang on, like. But I am. I'm stuck. I really don't know right now. A lot of people I'm looking at, and yeah, they kind of like being sincere on about, because I'm saying that a lot of being sincere on a lot of stuff. That's why I say I'm stuck. You got a lot of people just teaching, but the sincerity behind why they out here really doing it. That's why I'm stuck. Right. That's why I'm stuck at. So I guess you go ahead first. Hey, Sister Shale in the chat room, she threw her hands up too, and she don't know either.
All right. Am I in the right chat room? I ain't lying. I have no idea, man. Okay.
Yeah, she don't know.
All right. Now, I got two. All right, my favorite one, well, they both are my favorite. So, Dr. Layla Africa and Dr. Sebi. Right now. And Dr. Sebi's website is back up and running. Wow, I don't have it with me right now. Y'all know how to find Dr. Sebi. Google it, goddammit. And his products do work. I'm on a couple of them right now. And he is all that. And now Dr. Africa as well is definitely on point. I saw his last lecture. Now, I like to talk about one of these new jack doctors. I call them new jack doctors.
Oh, yeah. And, brother, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
But you got me on that one. You got me. That's why that was almost a trick, because you got me right fast. Because when you said doctor, you know, first thing I started asking.
What?
Now, I agree with the two you said. But when you said doctor, I'm just thinking about people that's doing lectures, because we got Dr. Ali, we got Dr. this. That's like...
See,
you got me with Dell.
See, the English word doctor is tricky, ain't it? You know
you messed
saying?
Up.
Doctor,
yeah, you got me.
All these brothers ain't worthy of that title of doctor either. Neither that brother Ali Muhammad, not doctor. You know what I'm saying? He's a brother to me. He ain't no doctor. He ain't, because he ain't got the Arabic scholarship that he profess he do. But I ain't going to launch in on him right now. I want to talk about these new jack doctors. I mean, all right, let's go in on Minister Inky. That's the one who, I'm going in on Inky right quick. You know what I mean? I don't have nothing real negative. I don't know the brother. But I have watched his lectures, and and things like that. And the real black atheist down there in Atlanta went in on Enki and was talking about how Enki didn't say he had a scholarship or whatever. That lecture was boring. Real black atheist is much more entertaining and educated. But he did get the educational with the scholarship references and all that. But Enki's mostly like, I guess he's the minister of health. All right. And I would say right now, from listening to his lectures, he's in my top 100. You know, and the only reason why that is because of the effort. And we have a lot of doctors out here in the medical field, well, narrow it down, and that our people need to get with them and study these things and get on these remedies to help cure ourselves, because the fast food is just like, yo, ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And let me read something. This is from The Master's Secrets. I picked this up when I went to the temple the other day. It was Birth of Earth and the Matrix, series number one. All right, this is verses. Now, this is also for those, well, we'll address that in a minute. Verse 42. The liquid gold, or HG80 mercury, found in other elements as gold in its pure state, is 24 carats. It all relates to CR24, the 24th element, which prevents corrosion. Unlike the weaker race of serotonin children or hybrids, who start to rot and corrode at birth, the carcass or sasasu caucasoid, carcass or sarsasian, existed in the Gardu negroid genes from CR24 chromium to ZN30 zinc, is also MN25 manganese, CO27 cobalt, Ni28 nickel, and Cu29 copper. You were born not to rot and die. Yet, you intermix your divine DNA with those who were given only 6,000 years. Then they would, as the sun's rays touch them on the dawn of the new day, rot, corrode, and deteriorate like Dracula, little by little after their 6,000 years from 4,000 B.C. The sasasoid or caucasoid race and their helpers of sub-races grafted natural or taba'a food in mankind's synthetic bara'a foods, sharabat, drinks, smokes, and jased, flesh. And they have many Nagaru negroids eating, drinking, smoking, and kayuri, breathing their fake tem taba'as, unnatural chemicals. Zayef, fake edible food targeted for you to eat. Some call it fast food or processed food or genetically modified organisms, GMO, but are designed to remove the natural substances created in each of you to protect your immune system. Most fast food restaurants are established by the sasasu caucasoids. You need to get approved by them to open it, to check your output to make sure it is not healthy and immune degrading. All right? So I said that to say that even in our so-called medical world of African, we're going to speak on that, there's a lot of confusion as to what diet is right and things of that. If you study long enough and study the different doctors that are promoting our natural health, Dr. Sebi, Dr. Africa, those are the best two to me, but you have many others. They all have certain foods that they agree on, broccoli, alkaline. You know, the object, Nubians, is for us to get a more alkaline diet. You feel what I'm saying? And to improve our health situation. What does this all have to do with Minister Enki? Is he the new upcoming, you know, can he take over the work? Can he get it in? Is he a good doctor? We'll let you, the people, decide that, you know what I'm saying, with his work as it comes on in the future. So that's all I want to say about Minister Enki. All right, once again, another announcement. Oh, class announcements. For those of y'all just starving for class on the Talk Radio Forum, Brother Amun Ahanibu, or Yamar Amun Ahanibu, and his mate Yamar Tet Amunetet, or Amunet, out there in Tempe, Arizona. Big up to them right there. Their class starts at 9:30 Eastern Time. It's a conference call class. And the number is 661-673-8600. All right, that's 661. I lost you, son Ray. for a second there. Hold on. Studio. Did something wrong. I just lost the page. I'm waiting for the page to refresh.
Oh, okay. I got them. I'm still on here. I'm in Skype.
All right. That'll work. Yeah, you got to teach me how to use that, Greg, because I got it. I just don't even know how to use this thing here. But 661-673-8600, and the code is 180-403. All right, my chat didn't come up yet, so I apologize for that, family. While that's loading, it's going to be a minute, I guess, before I get in there. All right, and the other one is the Master Teacher's blood son, Yamar Wapwawet, and he's at tonight, Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And his number is 530-881-1000. The code is 706-344. All right. And that's
you, Brother, one more time. What night the first one on, the sister and brother from Arizona? What night they on?
That's tonight. That's tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, because I did put that number in the chat.
Okay, yeah. What's going on with my chat? Not pulling up.
I got it. Yeah, Blog Talk be tripping out sometimes. Well, a lot of time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to check maybe the box or something. All right, well, yeah, I miss being in that chat room like that already. I can't see what's going on. I'm blind. All right.
You in there. I see you.
Oh, yeah, but it didn't come up on my home page. On my page, it's still loading UI components. I don't know what's going on with that. I won't worry about it. All right. So that's right there. Oh, yeah, don't forget, also, on Facebook, if you want to learn how to chat Nuwapik or speak Nuwapik, Sister Renpet, that's R-E-N-P-E-T, Shepset, teaches Nuwapik class on Uvu, that's O-O-O, O-O-V-O-O, that's Uvu, and she's good at the, excellent, at the Nuwapik, teaching people how to speak Nuwapik via video chat. All right, and we're putting out all types of information out there at many different avenues, so, you know, people who are looking and can't find things. All right. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about today? Oh, yeah, a little bit about the Nuwapik legal conference call, just a bit on it. I do listen to it. Not that I really need to, because I trust what they do in the legal team. You know, my thing is with me, I'm just getting some money on the Bank of America as soon as possible. You know what I'm saying? For people, you know, y'all want to do your research, whatever, do what you do. But, you know, the legal team is handling the business, and if your vibe is in tune with the family, you know when something is urgent. All right, and I want to give a shout-out to a couple of Memphis boys, Brother Quake up there, the incredible Quake, one of the CD hustlers up there. Big up to Quake, big up to Tonio. Let me see. A couple other people. It's just taking me so long, you know, I miss Tony. I see her on Facebook a lot. She comes through there. She's come to the mail. Show love. Pick up to Miss Tony. All right. Pick up to you, Foma. I missed you last time. I caught you this week. All right. Brother Marcus up there. It's a lot. There's a lot of brothers up there. Nkosi. Pick up to you, Brother Nkosi. Hey, have you ever been Nkosi in a minute?
No, sir. No, sir. Brother Jeffrey said he spoke with him.
Oh, and I also forgot. Oh, I got to forget him again. I'm sorry. Big up to Pop Tatum. Oh,
yes,
Pop
sir.
Tatum showed me plenty much love. Always was there for me if I needed something. You know what I'm saying? And I'd appreciate it if the younger brothers up there, you know, y'all know what it is. Get up there and, you know, help the elder, you know, if he needs help. He's strong. Big up to Miss Tony up there at Java Juice and Jazz. I guess that's one of the rare spots up in Memphis that's really cultural, you know. And then the neo soul crowd is my flow, you know. That's the richest part of the music that I like playing, neo soul. Certain artists, move you. Even now, I can't think of one. Well, maybe Marsha Ambrose. She can move you. Floetry, I like Floetry. Les Nubian. The neo soul music, Angie Stone. We are so much enriched in music. We don't have to rely on the synthetic music. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, the rap music today is dope boy music. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can't tell me otherwise. I'm listening to the lyrics. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And it's just promoting violence in a subliminal way. And they don't call, you know what they call, you know what the new name for Chicago is? I saw this on Facebook. It Chirac. They call it Chirac.
Oh, man.
it's kind of funny. But that's a crime thing. Chirac.
Damn.
I mean, really? I mean, I'm like, seriously? I mean, oh my goodness, man. Chirac.
Yeah, they might be the National Guard's on their way up there, so damn, they might be halfway right.
It's martial law now. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because, I mean, looking at it, I just don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? That the constant, I thought Chicago was an Islamic city. You know, and there's no peace up there or safety. So, you know, that whole region right now is a little rough. And it's mostly black teenagers killing. I think the teenagers are doing most of the killing. You know, this younger generation, which has, you know, lost connection. I noticed, like, you have a young generation that lost connection with their music. Like, you know, like the 70s music, the best eras of music, you know, in my opinion, I'm not saying this is fact, in my opinion, is the 70s and the 90s. The 80s was all right. You know what I'm saying? The 80s was a transition period, but it's some classic hip-hop artists in there like KRS-One, you know, and I can go on. But the 70s and the 90s, you know, the 70s, if you listen to it, they had more natural music. They had the band. The 80s, the band started the fade out. You know, it went that glossy look didn't match with that synthesizer sound. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then the 90s came around. You started going more solo artists, and you know, in the 90s also was you don't hear rappers talking about they got a DJ no more. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If he was a rapper, you know, yeah, you triple DJ Paul is a DJ. He's a part of the group, but there's very few cats that still got a DJ. You know what I'm saying? Now DJs have paved their way and made their own independent market, which is good. You know, but at the same time, artists don't have a DJ no more. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Run DMC, Jam Master Jay, you know what I'm saying? The DJ. I bet you a lot of people, you had to name DJs in certain groups. Who was, let's see, Houdini's DJ, Dr. Ice? No, not Dr. Ice.
Yeah.
Cut Creator, SLL DJ, Cut Creator. What's my
DJ Terminator.
Cut Creator.
Yeah, Terminator X.
Terminator X, that's Public Enemy. Who else? You know, we got so many, you know, we have to get back to the roots of that and don't forget that. Who was Jay-Z DJ?
Yeah. Nah, that's something
Jay-Z,
I never knew.
Well, is he old school? I mean, Jay-Z ain't got no DJ. Jay-Z, if you hear me, Jigga, get yourself a DJ, homie. Go back, be the first one, be Puff to it. Go back and get yourself a DJ. Go back to the old school. You know how you know they're going back to the old school in music? Know how you know? Because, well, the mixtapes now that are coming out now are going back to 7 songs. You know what I'm saying? And people are tripping. They don't want to give you $5 for 7 songs. But in actuality, when you go back to, like, for instance, the old SOS band, a lot of those groups, they came out with so many albums, right? You know, this group got a lot of albums. But they only made, like, 6 or 7 songs per album. You see what I'm saying? Go back and look at old school music. You see, like, man, he only got 8 songs, 7 songs. That's how they did it back then, and that's how their careers lasted longer. Nowadays, cats is trying to make up 20 and 30 songs on one mixtape. You know what I'm saying? 20 or 30 songs on one mixtape and then wonder why people get tired of you so fast. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. But we go, it things are, it's everything moves in cycles. You know what I'm saying? I definitely had enough of 50 Cent. He's a better actor than he is a rapper now. He paid already. All right. Let's see what else we want. Another question I saw on Facebook this week. I use Facebook for a lot of material. Facebook is excellent material. If you have a talk show, man, you can sit back.
You're right.
And, well, some people have – what I want to talk about that is the names I see. What do you think when you see a person's name? Now, when you study language – or languages, which most of a lot of the young scholars in the conscious community or the young students are going to is studying languages. Now, what do you see in the name? Now, you know, I see a lot of names and a lot of positive quotes, but the thing is, when I look at a person's name, I'm wondering that, you know, I'm trying to figure out what type of person they are just from seeing their name, a person's name on Facebook. You see what I'm saying? Like, and then you find out that, well, when you see certain names, they don't seem like that they're that type of person. You might see a person with Matt Atum Rel, Rael, and you would think that, okay, with a name like Matt, okay, that's order, Ray is son. You know what I'm saying? You think that person's a conscious person, and sometimes they be the most ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And then, I see a lot of beautiful names. You know, I see like names like, okay, Fatima. Okay, or I'm just scrolling through my page right now. You know, let's see. Now I can't find no names. Let me go to my page. I mean, I just said some of the names and some of the things, some of the sayings that I got this week. You know what I'm saying? And a name can be confusing if you're thinking a person's living up to that name, and they don't even sound like it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's see.
Yeah.
What's one of the positive quotes this week? Better to stand alone with the truth than in the company of lies. All right, well, it's not bad. This one is, if you choose to have a closed mind, please choose to have a closed mouth as well. I don't know. I don't know about that. All right. I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener. All right. That's not bad. Also, a positive note message from Nutritional Healing. It says, if a fruit does not produce its own seeds, then it's a hybrid. So you should keep that in mind. So eating, once again, we discussed that earlier, touching on fake fruits, you know what I'm saying, not of any real nutritional value. You know what I'm saying? One of the movies I do want to see, you know what I want to see next, is Planet of the Apes. I want to see this new Planet of the Apes.
Interesting. Yes, sir.
Well,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know it has a lot of doctrine. I'm just interested. So far, I haven't really gotten any feedback out there. All right. So, big up to also Africa Bambaataa, still doing his thing, do what he do. Let's see. All right, I think we must cover
that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right,
what were you saying?
Yeah, because I heard a brother. Yes, yeah, so I got a question for you on the names. Since you were speaking about names, one of our brothers one time I was hearing him speaking about, and I never did get a chance to address it, but he was saying like a lot of the the Europeans kind of present, you know, like they said, they present this information to us dealing with Egypt. And that's why a lot of us are going around here. Well, a lot of people are going around here with Egyptian names. But can you explain the importance of having a name? Well, I'm going to say, because when I was in, since you mentioned it, how all these people got names and it seemed like it's not fitting them, because I remember when I was in the School of Islam, they chose, when we chose the name, you have to choose a name that fits your attributes or your characteristics. So, but people with these names, what is the importance of basically us having a name?
Well, names.
You know, you have Kabina.
Yeah, I chose that for a reason. Yeah. Kabina means, let's talk about me first. Kabina means little boy born on Tuesday. Or I know it's a warrior meaning to it that I don't know yet. But I tell people, no, I wasn't born on Tuesday. Oh, I tell them the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't. But I like the name. It's tone in the name. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I like it. And it gives me that warrior type of flow that I need out here, you know, to keep going. Now, the word for name in Nuwapuyi, in Nuwapik, is Renen. Or you have Ren, Shem, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, what else? Shem means up there, but some people try to say his name. But Renen, Renen, that's the word name in the Wapi. And what it is that it, when you call on your name, you know what I'm saying, that invokes a certain tone in you. You're going to respond to that. And it's about names in our culture. That's what I'm saying. People will have, like I say, names that they'll have Abdul, Wali, Ta, Amun Re, Yisrael. I'm just giving you an example. You know,
yeah.
I see people with three different names. I'm looking for one now. Now I cannot find one. I gotta take better notes for something up the stock of the names I be seeing. And I'll be like, this guy has, I give you an example. Here's one. Now, I'm not trying to diss the brother's name or the sister's name. I'm just using it for material. So please, you know, keep it. This is Neb Kepure Yahshua Unken Atten II. Now, I don't know this person. Sounds like a nice name. But now you have an Egyptian or a Tamaran name with a Hebrew name, Yahshua. Those culturally don't go together because unless when you have a mixed name, that means they're showing me that you're getting your information from the mixed dynasties, not pre-dynastic Egypt, but post-dynastic Egypt, because you mixed name is culture, and that was the Hyksos dynasty, that it was talking about that mixed in, the Hadabu that mixed in. You're saying that pre-dynastic Nubian or Nubia, you know what I'm saying, if you would say Natir, right, they go Meduneter, right? Well, how would you translate Natir, right, if the word God wasn't available to you? How would you translate that? Throw that question out there to the God killer, the real black atheist. I'm not saying it to get at him, but I am saying it to get at him. You know what I'm saying? How would you translate? All y'all metanetal experts who was at that little round table, this is for y'all. What word would you translate the word Natir into? Not English. You see what I'm saying? And now we'll see where that goes. You know, I don't know how fast they're going to get back to me on that one. But I really don't. But what I'm saying is the point of the name is because the name also ties you not only into your higher self, so to speak, because we were given a big name that you would know, everybody knew you as. Then the priest, right, gave you a secret name that only you knew. All right? And then also you have some people confuse titles with names. Okay, Yahshua is really a title. It's not a name. So still, he mixed the Egyptian title or name with a Hebrew or Aramaic title or name. It's still mixed. All right? So some like Anu is a title or Ray is a title. You know what I'm saying? You know, depending on what you're doing, if you hold a position or office, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, you'll have many different titles and names throughout your lifetime because we're fathers, we're brothers, we're uncles, we're sons, we're nephews, right? We're husbands, you know what I'm saying? So as we take on these different characteristics and the different stages in our lives, you know, we'll also take on different meanings and stages. So you have names and titles that we mix in. And that also ties into our nationality and to our culture. Because in the Nuwapik culture, all you hear is Nuwapik names. I don't hear those names, you know. I'm Yahshua Eribi. You know, and then a lot of people mix Yoruba names and would try to mix Yoruba names with Nuwapik. A lot of people are trying to combine the Yoruba culture with the Nuwapik culture because it's synonymous with ancestral worship. But you can't be a Yoruba priest unless you're connected to them by blood. So a lot of people are trying to be Yoruba priests and don't have no idea what they're talking about or what they invoking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They think they do, but they don't. But they're going to learn. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why people say, well, why hasn't God helped us? you know, I see on my timeline all the time. Now, that's another thing I want to discuss. I don't want to get too sidetracked from the conversation, the name. But, you know, on your timeline, you'll see people with the things that will pop up and things that, and then you question on them, and people get mad at you. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, as I say, it ties in back with your name, because now people want to call you when you say, don't call me out my name. You know what I'm saying? If I refer to you as an English name, I've been calling you out your name since I met you. I don't know your African name. Yeah. Once you become conscious of these things, when you become conscious of and you become educated at certain stages in your life, you begin to take on new names that describes a new attribute or a characteristic that you just opened up in yourself, whether you became a lawyer, a doctor, or you found out you had some courage, or you persevered through a certain situation, and then, you know, you take on these new names, and that helps remind you and helps keep you going with that type. You know what I'm saying? So yes,
sure.
Names are very, very important. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And these are the things that we have to get to. So that's why I say, if people are having a Nuwapian name, and you're busy cursing out, disrespecting other Nuwapians in the English language, you got it twisted. I have the right to go to Nuwapik on you because you have a Nuwapian name and you say you're a Nuwapik. So I have the right to go to Nuwapian with you, to our dialect, our language, to see if you up on point. Because if you ain't up on point with our language, then you ain't got time to be insulting nobody, another Nuwapian. You don't even know your language. You need to get your language down first, and then if you want to have a discussion, if you want to insult them, insult me in Nuwapik. Some people can insult me in Nuwapik. They know. I ain't talking about them. You see what I'm saying? Because when you know Nuwapi, it's not too many insulting words that you can use to describe yourself if you're pissed at a person. You see what I'm saying? Like, quote, excuse my language to my audience or our audience, Culture Free Radio, but if you say motherfucker, all right, I don't see that in Nuwapi. Or punk ass.
Yeah.
Bitch, motherfucker. Well, I do see bitch. That's a word I keep to myself. Get the Nuwapik dictionary to teach this guide if you want to know what the word for bitch is in Nuwapik. You know what I'm saying? I've definitely used it. All right. But you know what I'm saying? We don't have that many words that are degrading another personality. So in Nuwapik, we're finding that we're using less words to get to the point. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of English words, you'll double say things, and if you can't find one word in Nuwapik from English to Nuwapik, then you have to look for the English synonym of the word, and then you'll find it, because two words will be saying the same thing. How many words in the English language say the same damn thing? A lot. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't even think of one now, but it'll come to me. But anyway. You know, there's a lot of words that are used to say the same thing. This is why people be tripping off Polite when he uses these English words, when he eloquently describes what he's saying, and he lose a lot of people. Because the average person don't overstand, even me, as much as I read and study, I do not overstand some of the words he be saying there. I be like, he just be going in, and he be really meaning it, and he be intense, and he be using these big words, and I'm like, I have no idea what he's talking. I have to wait for him to break that down in another lecture. So, but
yeah.
But yes, names are important. All right, it's a part of your culture. You see what I'm saying? Okay, and this is also something interesting I saw.
Yeah, bro, can I get one thing too, brother? Can I add on one little part to you too, brother? On that?
Sure. Come on. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then also too, when we take on these names, because I remember the master teacher. A lot of people was talking about him when he had different names, and I had to learn that. I thought about it because when I was in the school of Islam, I had an Islamic name. Then when I came into Nuwabi, or you know, and I started studying the Tamaran doctrine, I had a name for that. So a lot of these names, when we get into these different schools of thought, or people say religions, we have a name for each school that we walk through also. So, you know, to say
right.
Somebody like, well, you know, the European, you know, when we start studying this, the European gave y'all these names, that's incorrect. You take on a name for which school you walk through. So that's why you see a lot of people that you will see out here. They're saying they studied Egypt or Egyptology, whatever they're supposed to mean. That's why they have the Egyptian or Tamaran name. It's not that the Europeans gave them these names that they're trying to down here. It's just that school of thought that they're in. Because if I go into a masjid or a mosque right now, I would greet them, brother, and I would give them an Islamic name. You know what I'm saying? Or a title to go by to call me. It's just a school of thought that you're in. That's all. The two with that. Yeah, go ahead, brother. My bad.
Oh, yeah. No. That's all point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And let's see. Yeah. So we're gonna round up this show now. We're going to bring it on home. We just, like I said, this is a Nuwapian talk show. You know, we're talking about Nuwapian affairs that's happening in our nation, in our world. All right, and if you don't like it, you know my finger's up. So the whole point is that, we want to be pushing Nuwapian businesses, Nuwapian positive talk, not gossip. You know what I'm saying? You know, borderline gossip because, you know, niggas won't tune in unless you're talking about somebody. You know how they do it. So, they ain't talking about nobody. But, you know, that's what we need these type of shows and formats to like to let the air out of our bag sometimes. You know what I'm saying? We had it going with WNUB radio for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I really liked tuning in to that radio station there where it was like a lot of doctrine. But we need more doctrine and talk shows. If you're going to be a 24/7 radio show, you know, that's a lot of work. And, you know, yes, it is. It's more so. Ooh. It's a lot of technical work and things.
Believe
behind
me,
the
I just tried.
Even...
Believe
yeah,
me, I just
and...
tried one. God.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we on the right foot because now, you know, what Culture Freedom Radio is offering is different platforms and formats to get the positive message out, as well as be competitive. I use that show that we're very competitive with our other fellow radio stations for the listening ear. Yeah, we competing with Sonetta TV. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that and competition is healthy because they say the debate is healthy. That's competition to see who's going to win, right? Well, we want to see who has the best radio format and program for African people out here. You see what I'm saying? And right now, I'm not going to say it's Culture Freedom Radio because my radio show right now is just building. It's off the ground. I'm working out the format. And I'm you know, relaxing and having fun. I just want to get to having fun putting out positive Nuwapian news in your area. So if you're a Nuwapian, wherever you at, USA, Detroit, Chicago, Mayor Number 7, y'all got something going on and y'all needed to be known, get at me and we're going to put it out there for you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are travel as well. So a person could be coming from, let's say, St. Louis or Memphis to Chicago and tune in to Culture Freedom Radio. Oh, yeah, there's a mirror. There's All Eyes on Egypt in Chicago. Let's go stop through there. You know, that happens all the time if the word is getting out. But if you don't open your mouth and put the word out, people won't know. And it's like in these frequencies of sound waves out here, we just a small little ripple in a bombarded current of six ether forces. So you know how tuned in you have to be to get the static out. You know, remember to get the red light on the stereo if you have an old school radio. You know what I'm saying? Those old radios was the best, man. And then, you know, when the little stereo red light, you flip that switch, you wanted a stereo, you had to tune it in just right and doing that crystal clear stereo sound come through. Well, that's what it is, you know, with so many different of us as a people doing lectures, putting out different information and outformation. We eliminating the BS and we finding out who's the best. So like I said, you know, Sonetta TV and other kinds of music, they just dibble-dabbling in the 3 degrees. That's all they're doing. The Wu Nuwap show here, Culture Freedom Radio, we're about, you know, addressing people who have questions, who have broken the spell and are outside of the 3 degrees and need, like, you know, law and things, tips and things on family. Like, that's what the Pa Tarak is there for. And as your work, each mirror represents a place of gathering. Now I see the importance of that, where people can come get a slice of Nuwapian bread, for lack of a better word. You see what I'm saying? So that's what that is, you know what I mean? And this is our format, and I'm loving it. All right. Anything else, son, Ray?
Yes, sir. I just want to let the family know, too. We just go ahead, Ron.
No, I was saying,
No, I'm just saying, too. Actually, with the show. Oh, I got too many mics.
Mention the other shows on Culture Freedom Radio. We got an all-star team here, man. Mention this. What else is on Culture Freedom Radio?
Let me see here. Well, we're going to start off on Monday here. I will have Free Your Mind Radio on Monday, Free Your Mind Radio. I'll be coming on at 7. I got to go to the page. Look, I'll be on at 7 p.m. Central, and you got Brother Eric on here. Why Study Money? He's getting into economics. Y'all know Brother Eric. Why Study Money? He'll be coming on actually at 6 p.m. Central time. I got to go back. We got to start off in a row. We had Brother Kavina Ray, his show first, which we listen to now. Nawabian Talk with Kavina Ray, which airs every week, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And that's on Mondays, Free Your Mind Radio.
No, that's 6:30. That's 6:30. Right?
6:30. Yeah, my bad. I'm putting you there. 6:30. There you go. Yeah, that's good to have somebody. Like you said, have somebody that's back here. Yeah, 6:30 on Sunday. And just at Free Your Mind on Mondays, hosted by me, Brother Sunday Night at 7 p.m. Central Time. Brother Eric, y'all got at Why Study Money. That's 6 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays. And on Wednesdays, we got Underground Railroad, hosted by Brother Tony L., Underground Railroad, which he be simulcasting from two different stations, brother putting in work. He actually comes on at 11 p.m. Eastern time. I think that's 11 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, on Wednesday night. He in the late night. He's freaking through on y'all late night. And then on Thursday, we just kind of open right now on Thursday. But on Friday, we got our brother Anthony L. Let me go back. I got to say his name right. Anthony Shabazz Hill is coming on More Light Radio at 6 p.m. Central. Oh, man, and then our brother Savannah Black Conscious Attack. Man, that's raw and uncut career right there. He comes on 8 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Central Time, man, Savannah Black Conscious Attack. Yeah, that's the whole lineup. Mm-hmm. And then we got to say much more. And then, too, also, I want to say this is a Culture Freedom Radio Network. So all of these brothers that have these shows, this is their show. They're all independent. So what we tried to do is, like, when we had the radio, we started to set it up. And everybody talk about unification. So like, we know a lot of brothers that's on here probably don't agree with each other. But, hey, that's cool. But, see, we still coming together to provide something for all the different families that out here that's looking for something, that they would want that information. So we only talking about we need to get stuff out because all of us got the same common goal. Hey, we want to help our people, liberate the minds of our people, break the spell of our people. So, hey, that's what Culture Freedom Radio like. Hey, man, look, we don't care what doctrine you got. Hey, let's come on over here and link up, brother. It's to give everybody an outlet. So this is what Culture Freedom is trying to do, give everybody an outlet and everybody operate their own show. Hey, me, Brother Sunray, I don't have nothing to do with none of these brothers, how they produce this show. I'm not going to interfere. Now, y'all might hear me in the background with these brothers helping them out, but everybody having their own outlet. So this is what we're trying to do. So we're going to say we're going to unify as a people. Like, so we got to learn how to work amongst each other and do business. So this is just a small step we're taking right here, Culture Freedom Radio. So this is what it's all about, family.
All right. I like that, man. Okay. With that being said, we got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to touch on a few more topics. Here's something funny. Once again, to our major source, Facebook, this post was, "Who passes the leadership test?" All right, it says, "After reviewing these men's websites, who is the only leader that presents a practical plan to lead Black America towards a prosperous future? Literally visit the websites." All right, we have Dr. Umar Johnson. We have New Covenant, Brother Polite. Sarah Sutsetti. Malik Zulu Shabazz. King Black Noble. And I'm going to throw in there the Nawabian Nation. Us. All right. So, for those of you in the chat room, place your vote. All right. Who do you feel has the leadership to, what does the brother say again? Who is the only leader that presents a practical plan to lead Black America towards a prosperous future. Now, you know, the words that are disillusioning here in this sentence, real disillusioning word, Black America. What is Black America? What does this mean? I mean, there's no such thing as Black America. Now, I mean, just because it don't make no sense. I've seen Africans in America, some that belong to different nations that are here in America. But the ones who are born and raised here, if you ask the average person, say, what's your nation? They say United States of America. Well, you say, well, how come you get mistreated without, what? Like, you don't have no rights? We're getting slaughtered in the street daily, each other and Popo, right or wrong. You know, sure. So how are you going to live in a nation amongst ourselves and we're killing each other at an all-time high and expect other nations to respect you, whether they African nations or not? You know what I'm saying? That's the major problem. Let's stop going up inside each other's heads. We'll get to the doctrine part in a minute because that's going to iron itself out. You know what I'm saying? Because facts is facts. But that's another subject. But insofar as that, it's a lot of brothers out here professing to have a plan. But yet, like I say, it's key words. Black America, you're talking about a nation once again. Everything points back to nation. And this is a word that a lot of the young brothers in the conscious circle going to have to deal with. Sarnetta, put that on TV, Sarnetta. What does the word nation mean? And let's get into that. You see what I'm saying? That'll be an interesting one for Sarnetta TV. Which one of them has a nation? I don't want to hear about the Hebrew Israelites got no nation, man. I don't want to hear that. Because there's no embassies running around there. We don't even need to go there with them. You know what I'm saying? But they seem to be getting the most debate attention, though. I will say that, you know, for some reason. Everybody wants to debate the Hebrew Israelites, man. I just say lead them brothers alone. And then it says, why is it that also now I notice that when you get the niggas' ass, right, about a status on Facebook or a doctrine or whatever, you know what they call you? You know what they call you?
What is it? An agent.
They call you an agent. Yeah. What does the word agent mean? I need to Google that right quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me Google that right quick. I've been called a lot of things. Because you correct somebody, you say, well, since the word God means Elohim, you know, according to Strong's Definition 430, F you, your agent, your black devil, you'll be raining on my parade. And by the way, people, African people I'm talking to, Facebook is not your page. Your page is not your page. You didn't pay for it. You're not renting it. You're not leasing it. You know what it is? It's just your profile. Your profile means that you are volunteering this information about yourself, your family, your likes and dislikes, all this other crap about you, right? Because we let you use this social network for free. So what you are is a profile. And that's why it's so easy to bust niggas now who do crimes. They just go to your profile. All you did was put yourself in a database. So it's not your page. The arrogance of some people talking about get off my page with that. I'm like, what do you mean your page? You ain't even written it. So Facebook is not your page, man. No. All right. Agent. What does the word agent mean, man? I'm still looking for that here. I got to get a clearer standard of that. You know what I'm saying? Google. I'm still tripping off that. I don't know what the word means. I have to Google this right quick. Because, you know, a lot of people want to call you, and then some people, like they say, Sarah Susan said he's an agent. Well, what type of agent? They go, well, a government agent. You know what I'm saying? What type of, you know, what part of the government does he work for? Everybody wants to accuse you of everything. It says here, agent, noun, a person who acts on behalf of another in particular. Okay, synonyms. We were just talking about that. Synonyms, let's see, of this word agent. All right, hold on. All right. Representative, emissary, envoy, go-between, proxy, negotiator, broker, liaison, spokesperson, spokesman, spokeswoman, more. Let's see what more says. a person, especially a man. Oh, man. Like, we don't have female agents out here, who make statements on behalf of another individual or a group. All right, let's go back. Two, a person who manages business, financial or contractual matters for an actor, performer, or a writer. All right, a person or company that provides a particular service, typically one that involves organizing transactions between two other parties, a travel agent. Synonyms, agency, business organization, company, firm, bureau. Now, those words sound like the alphabet boys, don't they? So I assume that this is the definition that people are referring to you as. Because and now it's obvious that people have subliminally accepted the truth that there are agents that work for organizations that infiltrate your group or your fraternity or whatever to find out things about you to do what? Tear you down.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? I've never seen, quote, agents build. Well, if you use it in a different definition according to the English language. So that's what the word agent is. And that's a strong word to accuse somebody of that, you know, best because you have a disagreement with them about doctrine or a point of view. That's what I'm saying. We go overboard in attacking each other's, you know, personal characteristics, anything to try to hurt or insult you because you felt you got insulted or insulted and hurted by what I said or I told you the truth that no, yo, Jesus don't exist. You just got broke all down and, well, that's why York is this and he's that. You see what I'm saying? You're an agent. You know what I'm saying? That's only the intelligent amongst us is going to can help the intelligent amongst us. You know what I'm saying? So if you watch the Planet of the Apes, it was the intelligent monkey that became the leader. He wasn't the biggest one. You know what I'm saying? But he was the most intelligent of them. Yeah, I watched the first Planet of the Apes. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say I'm going to watch the second one. All right? Mm-hmm. So my thing to that is let's chill on the agent talk. You know, get some proof. One thing is that nobody has proof. They quick to call you an agent, but they don't put out there on the internet your badge number or what agency you belong to. They just simply call your name. So if you're not gonna pull out proof like that and you accuse somebody of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, you the accuser need to be slapped upside the head because, you know, you're not coming with no proof. You just salty. You know what I mean? Okay. Anything else, Sonray, before we close out? I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to Culture Freedom Radio. This is the Nuwapian Talk Show. We are on Sundays at 6:30. It's loose talk. We're relaxing. If you got questions, ask questions. You need information about where's your local mayor, what's going on, we're going to put you on with that. What's up on the new information and affirmation, as well as try to outreach and stay positive all throughout the world. All right, I'm signing off, son. Right, anything to add before we go?
No, sir. I got you a outro song. I want the outro song. This is our good brother, the loving brother, Brother Ross Sturge. I know you gonna like this one, bro. I know you heard it. Yes, sir. You
go
know
ahead,
I gotta
give
you this. All right.
All
here
right. With
straight up and real. the wind. Oh, while the sun's rays caress my chin.
Such a big world to see.